Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام مثل المؤمن مثل كفتي الميزان، كلما زيد في إيمانه زيد في بلائه، ليلقى الله عز وجل ولا خطيئة له.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, a believer is like the two sides of a balance. The more faith he has, the more ordeal he sustains, so that he meets Allah, the Exalted, without any sins.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the various conversations and the dialogues of the divinely appointed imams, we find that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam truly has some beautiful conversations with his companions and his friends and his relatives. In one such conversation that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam had with his companions, he urged his companions to be content with Allah's decree and to be submissive to Allah's will and commands. And so in this conversation, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam said to his companion that whoever has knowledge of Allah should not regard the provisions from Allah as being slow or less. and they should not accuse Allah of injustice in His divine decree. And so here, dear friends, sometimes when things are not in our control and things are in this divine decree of Allah, then we should submit to this divine will, submit to this divine command. Of course, we need to do our part and we need to play our part and we need to do our responsibilities and our duties. But at the end of the day, yes, everything is in the control of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. And so again, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam urges his companions to be content with Allah's decree. Of course, this contentment and this satisfaction and this radaya, this satisfaction, again, that an individual has with Allah's decree, of course, is after one has put forth their efforts and they have tried hard to accomplish some certain act or some certain thing. After that, we do leave it upon the divine decree and the help and the tawfiq, the grace of Allah, to help us along the rest of the way. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Mansur, when he went to Hajj, Mansur al-Diwaniqi had a very large, big closet that he would lock and he would keep the keys with himself. When he went to Hajj, he gave the keys to the wife of his son Al-Hadi, saying to her, "Do not open this closet except on an occasion that when I die." When this man died, Mansur al-Diwaniqi, the wife of Al-Hadi comes, open the closet, she finds tens of skulls with the names engraved on them. They were the skulls of the Alawiyin. This was the extent of the brutality and the injustice of the Abbasids until Harun himself came. Now Harun, of course, was the worst amongst them. And Harun was particularly jealous of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far. A realization which is presented in history when we examine some of the dialogues and the discussions that took place between Harun al-Abbasi and whom? And Imam Musa ibn Ja'far. Some of the scholars say we need to be careful when we recall the names of these individuals. Harun al-Rashid indicates a possibility that he was somewhat intellectual or in a way upright. His name should be called as Harun al-Abbasi. This man would develop hatred and enmity against Imam Musa ibn Ja'far for a number of reasons.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
من ندى عينيك نور اسمك الحق خلقي